might be.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Or they might be on wireless or something.
We're just gonna like start it over because he's gonna edit the first part out. So, how did the band get started?
All right. It's several dudes, a lot of booze, nothing else to do, a little bit of doubt, and that was it. That's how I got started. One drunk and bloody night.
Awesome. What kind of music do you play?
Good mix of rock and metal. You know, just my influence. Bands from getting time to recently. Pretty much, that's a, you know, a good mix of rock, punk rock.
Sweet.
That's it.
How has the fan response been to you guys?
The fan response is fantastic. Anytime we play out, so we've got an excellent live show. The band as tight as it could be, and. Sounds great, and the fans love it. They eat it up, you know. They buy the CDs at the end of the show, so I guess that means it.
Oh, definitely.
I like it.
Definitely, that's awesome. And I always see posts about the shows and whatnot from my cousin, so that's always good. Where did the band name come from?
Okay, band name. Came from something that happened to me, or I happened to something actually. Did 1129, and basically, while I was in, I used to call the studio every day and they'd play music for me. 1129, for those of you who don't know, it's one penny short of a prison term. Be good or not, I don't really care. So I did that, and I used to call the studio, and they played me this music, and we're tossing around changing the band name, and the bass player at the time, Shane, he said, well, why don't we call it 1129? Of course, I was in jail, so I hung up on it, and I didn't talk to him for a week, and I thought about it, and appeared to be a good reminder to not get into the situation I got into before, many other situations to get into.
Oh.
So that's really 1129.
Alright. Introduce the band members and what each member does.
Okay. It's on my far left here, your right is Jim. He is our drummer extraordinaire. This is Steve Everett. He is our bass player extraordinaire. This is Sean Marosco. He is our guitar player extraordinaire. This is Wade Pelkey. He is our keyboard player extraordinaire, and my name is Brian. I sing in the band and play a little guitar.
Awesome. Okay, who writes the music and the lyrics?
Lyrics for the most part is myself. The music is a collective. Everybody brings something to the table. We write all the new materials and start to finish pretty much with everybody you see here. And that's the way we're going to move forward.
All right. Is Key the only album you guys have, or do you have any before that?
We did a couple of limited release things, one for a benefit for our friend Tanya in Orlando. It was called Metal for Tanya. It was a 3-song EP. And we did another, one of our founding members and bass player, Shane Yon, passed away a few years back. And we did a tribute CD for him. That was also one of the goodies. And we did a movie soundtrack for National Anthem's RoboDoc. And that was pretty cool. We did the end credits song. We did a montage scene. We did several other scenes. There's a nurse in the movie called Fonda Johnson, and when she walks in for the first time, we play the Sleazy Blues record, she walks in. So that was a the one that was put out, and then Key, and then we're working on our new one right now.
Can you tell us a little bit about the new one, or are you going to wait until it's out?
Well, a little bit about the new one, Devil Music Part 2. I don't know. A lot of things have happened since we wrote and recorded Key. It's us each personally. That's going to definitely reflect in the new CD, my crossing over experience. For those of you who don't know, I had a problem in November, and I had a little heart attack, and gone, came back. So writing a little bit about that, just a little bit about the new experience with the new lineup, and the energy is real good, so it's all coming from basically from personal story over the past few years.
Awesome. Did you say something?
Maybe I say Shibolda. Yeah, I said the work.
What are some of your musical influences?
See myself, anything, you know, Pink Floyd, Pearl Jam is a big influence on me. Some of the heavier bands, like, I love listening to Pantera, seeing them in concert, some 80s rock thrown in there, some of the newer bands. I had a little bit of an influence, but, for me, I'd cite Pearl Jam and Pink Floyd major.
Awesome. Okay, what's the band like when you guys play live?
Unfucking touchable. So there you have it. Really, that's it.
That sums it up
nicely.
It's
pretty hot, man. It's good energy on stage. So we'll go with that one.
There you go. All right, have you guys played in another country, or have you just stayed like around the U.S.?
No.
Oh. I'm sure you probably would love to.
I played on Canada one.
Alright, how big of a crowd usually shows up?
Depending on the event and the size of the venue, really, we've played anywhere from 5 people to 5,000 people.
Wow.
So,
that's
but
good.
Usually, you know, the shows that we've been doing lately, it was the 5,000 was the Harley Davidson chapter party that we played, opened up for band Black Oak, Arkansas, 100 years ago.
That's awesome. All right. What made you want to be in the band? You all can answer that.
What do you say? Yeah, I mean, you love to rock. Yeah, I love to rock, but the beer in the band is probably the first attractor. Probably the first. More beer. More birds. Right now.
if you weren't in the band, do you think you would still be doing something in the music industry?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. We got our hands in things. We're working on a new movie called Gripped from the same producers that did Robodoc. It's in pre-production. Has been for a while, but they're moving it forward now. And so we'll be doing all the background music and ambient music, and some original songs will go on that movie soundtrack as well. So we do stuff like that. Link and I, we always do something musically. We've had a little side business for a little while that we'll write a song for pretty much any occasion, any style. We even wrote a blues punk rock song once. It was the weirdest thing, but it worked. And so, yeah, we'd all definitely be doing something musically if we weren't in 1129. And some of us continue to, most of us continue to play with other projects or you know, work on some outside. It's always there, you know. We always want to play something. We can't always get together. We're always working on something individually.
Oh, definitely. All right, what does the future hold for the band?
What doesn't it hold?
Boobs, being
open.
What's
the
other one? Money.
Money. Hopefully money, right? A lot of money.
Beer money.
Beer money.
Beer money. Beer money. Singles. Yeah.
All right. Is there anything that you want to tell all the fans out there?
Come to the shows.
Definitely go to the shows.
Buy a flag. Love us.
Yes.
All right. Do you guys have a
other support? And thanks for listening. And.
Keep rocking. You guys have a web page or just Facebook or anything? MySpace?
We use pretty much the Reverb Nation, which is connected into everything. And we do have 1129.net. Okay. It's 11 spelled out, the numerals to 9.net, which will be back up and running here in the next couple of weeks. But for now, ReverbNation.com/1129 or Facebook.com/11 spelled out 29, the numerals, and you'll get to us. Like the page, and we'll keep you updated on the greatness.
Definitely. I will make sure the links are on the interview page, too, so... If people can't hear it, they will be able to just click on it. Alright, I want to thank you guys for the interview.
Excellent.
I will have Josh edit it a little bit, and it will be up on the site as well as played on the station again. So, you get it twice.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.